In this episode, discover how to decide if YouTube is worth the investment for your business.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery. Brought to you by Wirebuzz.
Hey, welcome to Video Marketing Mastery. My name is Marcus Krieg, the Director of Strategy here at Wirebuzz. Our normal host, Todd, is out of town meeting with clients and doing a lot of strategy work of his own, so he's asked me to host this week's show, where I'm joined by Amanda Melindo, one of Wirebuzz's copywriters, as well as our YouTube manager, and we're going to be discussing how to know if YouTube is a good option for your business. Welcome to the show, Amanda.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to talk about YouTube today.
Awesome. So if the two of us sound a little bit froggy, it's because we are both just a little bit under the weather. So if we sound a little strange, that's why. And as I mentioned, Amanda is our YouTube manager, and she's really helped us take our own marketing to the next level. In the past couple months, Wirebuzz has increased our own website traffic by over 30%, simply by reviving our YouTube channel. We've been publishing 3 to 5 new posts a week, and she has been a huge part of that progress. So we're excited to talk about YouTube today with Amanda, and I guess I'll just jump into the first question. So Amanda, when is YouTube a good option for businesses?
YouTube is a great place for awareness, and it's a great place to build a community. It's also good for driving people back to your website as long as you're optimizing correctly. You might want to check out our previous podcast, episode 34, types of video that perform best on YouTube.
Which actually, I think, let's just pick up there for a moment. So one of the things that we like to always tell clients is, you know, not just every video will work on YouTube. You know, some in many cases, a YouTube video needs to be both entertaining and informative. People go to YouTube because they want to watch funny videos, they want to follow their favorite vlogger, or they'll also go because they want to see step-by-step tutorials. So understanding that that's the context that people are going to YouTube for, how does that inform your strategy from a business perspective on whether you should even use YouTube?
Ideally, you would be blending your information, tutorials and how-tos with entertainment. Some of the best YouTube channels out there that people really love to watch are, you know, stuff like Crash Course or makeup vloggers that are, you know, amusing, like Candy Johnson. There are also some business examples like Blend Tech. Have you ever seen Will It Blend?
Yeah. I love those videos. I think they really like jumped off the screen when they did the iPhone blend, and that got like mega million views. It was insane.
It's totally ridiculous, but it really shows how their product works, and it really gets people excited about what they're doing. So it's super informative, super entertaining. You know, other stuff like My Drunk Kitchen, I mean, that's not super educational, but it's super amusing. And then if you go further on the entertainment side, you know, GoPro does a great job as a business to show how their product works by taking footage from users and exploring the capacity of the product.
Right. And so those are some, you know, Will It Blend and GoPro are two really strong examples of YouTube channels where their people go to the channel for entertainment, but they're also being informed about those products, right? When you see Blend Tech's blenders tearing up an iPhone and turning it into liquid metal, that tells you something about the strength of the blades, how much torque the blender has. When you go and look at a GoPro video on their YouTube channel, you're getting ideas about the types of situations that a GoPro could be handy and useful and fun to incorporate into your life. So I think those are two really good examples. But one of the things that I think is really important for, you know, everyone to take away from this is that in an ideal situation, people are going to YouTube to be entertained. That's what people want when they're watching a video. And so one of the things that you're going to want to make sure that you're cooking in is that entertainment element. Now, there's lots of ways to be entertaining. In many cases, being a good conversationalist is one way to entertain. This is what vloggers do. You can still be talking to camera and be entertaining. Well, how can you determine if the content that would be right for your business has an audience on YouTube?
Right. So you obviously have to do your research. A lot of keyword research is going to help you figure something out. figure out if there are people looking for the videos that you're capable of making.
Right. So like YouTube's actually the number two search engine. You know, right. Something that a lot of people don't realize is it goes Google and then YouTube. So Google really owns the river of search. That means if you want your videos to get discovered, especially when you're starting a brand new channel, then you need to make sure that those videos are capable of getting some kind of search traction, because you're not going to start with 100,000 subscribers, right? When you have 100,000 subscribers, you don't need search anymore. You just publish a video, it's going to get shared, it's going to get commented, it's going to get thumbs up. But when you're first getting started, search is a really important aspect to success on YouTube. So what are some ways that you can find out if the topics that matter to your business, the topics that matter to your customers, are the types of things people are searching for?
Yeah, there are tools like Google Trends, which is open to anyone, where you really just search a keyword, search a phrase. You can compare phrases and see what people are looking for. That way it'll help you optimize later on if there is a subject that there is interest for. There's also some more specific things like AdWords. Using their keyword planner will help you get really specific and see what kind of search volume there is. Something you want to keep in mind, though, is that, you know, if you're looking for keywords that are just single words like car or two words like car repair, there is going to be so much competition in that field, and it's going to be very unlikely for somebody to be able to find what you're putting out there. So you want to have a good medium between short tail keywords and long tail keywords.
Right, where the short tail keywords are those 1-2 word search phrases, and then long tail might be 4, 5, mm-hmm. 6 word keywords.
Right, like something like, you know, Honda auto repair. You know, somebody's going to be looking for a specific vehicle make or model, and they'll be more likely to find your repair shop.
Right, but then even then it might be, it might also benefit you to be like Honda CRV repair in Scottsdale, Arizona.
Exactly.
And that way you are really tapping into a little bit of the short tail, right? Because you're still right. talking about Honda, you're still talking about location, you're still talking about repair, but you're also taking it that one step further. So if anyone enters, for example, Honda CRV, you might end up ranking for that as well. So
exactly.
it is possible to optimize for both the short tail and the long tail at the same time. But I think one of the big points Amanda's making here is that especially when you're starting with a brand new channel, you don't have a lot of links pointing at it. You don't have a lot of videos that are already performing well. Your channel has very low authority. It's just like in blogging, when your website's brand new, you're not going to get a ton of search traffic because the search engines just don't know that it's a great resource yet. So in the beginning, you really have to focus on those longer tail keywords in order to pull people back in. Now, what are some other ways that a video could get discovered in YouTube when you have a brand new channel?
So sometimes people see it as a drawback, but there really is a lot of benefit in related videos. So at the end of your video, you're going to notice that a bunch of other, usually about like 9 other videos pop up from your competitors. And that seems a little bit intimidating. You know, these videos are getting a lot more attention than yours, and now they're showing up on your video, right? So what you can actually do is use tags and related keywords to do the same on their videos. So there are certain ways and certain tools that allow you to look at tags of other videos.
It's like TubeBuddy would be an example of one of those tools. I know that's what we use here.
Yep.
There are other tools out there that are free that you can, like Chrome extensions that you can add to your browser that will allow you to see what tags your competitors' videos are using. So for example, say you have a competitor that's ranking number one for a keyword like, and we'll just use our own business as an example, video marketing. Now, if our competitor is ranking number one for video marketing, they're probably getting a lot of traffic for that keyword, and we want to show up after their videos. So what Amanda might do is she'd go into TubeBuddy, look at that other video, and then find out what the tags are that they're using. Now, these tags are kind of treated like Google and YouTube like a word cloud. And the more words you have in common with another video in that word cloud, the more closely related they appear. So by borrowing a lot of those tags that your competitors are using, your video now has a very strong chance of appearing after theirs. Now, it's not just in the video player either, right? There's also the sidebar where related videos appear. And this actually brings to mind a couple of other important points here. One is that about half of those suggested videos, those related videos, are going to be your videos if you have multiple videos on a similar topic. So about the first half are going to be yours, and then below that, there will be competitors. So it really benefits you a lot to make sure that you're, when you're creating videos on a topic, that you create several videos on that topic that are all related to one another to help A, protect you from competitors, but also to create some positive momentum where people are watching one of your videos and then they're going and clicking over to another, which is great for YouTube SEO.
Right. And that goes into another great feature, playlists. So if you're making playlists, they're going to rank separately from your own videos. Playlists allow you to put your videos together in a section, and basically it'll just autoplay through only your videos. So, you know, if a searcher is clicking around and they end up clicking on your playlist instead of your video, there's more of a chance that they'll be stuck there and more engaged in your videos because it's just playing through them. And so hopefully if you've curated them right, they're still interested in the content that you're providing them.
Right. And that's one of the big things that I think a lot of people misunderstand with YouTube is, and it's because YouTube used to go immediately to the suggested related videos right after your video was done playing. But now, if your video is in a playlist and you have a related video after the video your viewers are watching right now, it will immediately roll into the next video instead of rolling into all of your competitors' suggested videos. So using playlists is another really important thing here. But I think we just moved a little bit off topic, got really into YouTube SEO. If you'd like to learn more about YouTube SEO, you can always download our YouTube SEO ebook at wirebuzz.com/YouTube-SEO. Again, that's wirebuzz.com/YouTube-SEO. All right, so once you find out if the content you're planning to make actually has an audience, people are actually searching for it in Google Trends, they're searching for it in suggested search, what do you do to decide if creating a YouTube channel makes sense for your business?
Well, you definitely need to be an expert. You need to know your topic in and out. And in most fields, there are already really brilliant people making YouTube videos. So you need to have your own take on it, whether that is you're better at speaking in front of a camera, or maybe you're hilarious and you're able to deliver vital information to your industry through humor. You definitely want to be able to own that topic, even if you're not already an authority figure in that field. YouTube will help you get there, especially if you are able to show that you know what you're talking about.
So you definitely need to be a subject matter expert in the topic that you're going to be discussing on YouTube. And one point of a quick tangent here that I think is really important is that you don't necessarily have to be the expert and only talk about your product, your business, your industry per se. In fact, in the video that I made recently here with Wirebuzz on how to create compelling videos in a boring niche, one of the things that we talk about there is that you need to also understand what your audience, what your target customers are interested in, and have subject matter expertise around that, right? So say, for example, you create appointment scheduling software. You're not going to only talk on your YouTube channel about scheduling appointments and appointment scheduling software, because frankly, people just don't care that much about it to follow that channel forever, right? To build an audience, they're just not interested. They might be happy to get one particular tutorial here or there, but they're probably not looking at doing it, subscribing to that channel and becoming a super fan long term. So instead, consider talking about topics that you know people who would be interested in appointment scheduling software would also be interested in. So for example, increasing your efficiency, driving more revenue to your business. Those are topics that if you have subject matter expertise, you can talk about that and it dovetails into your product eventually. So don't pigeonhole yourself into your product offering. Be willing to expand the scope, share your knowledge and your authority, and that will help you build a YouTube channel that grows your business.
Right. And that means that you actually have to be interested in what you're talking about. You have to be somebody that wants to teach other people or wants to entertain people. If you go in with a business mindset, like this is just going to be another opportunity to market, you're going to get tired really quickly. So, I mean, you mentioned broadening your scope of information. So you have to be willing to do that and go the extra mile on YouTube.
Yeah. And I think another thing to that is consistency is really important. So if creating videos is a huge drag for you, then you're probably going to struggle with consistency. And then the other thing is, and I think this is just as important, is that people can tell when you're passionate. And that passion gets people to trust you more. It makes them more confident that you know what you're talking about, that you care about them, that you're going to be helpful. So communicating that passion in your tone of voice, by smiling, which is something that I always have to work at when I'm making videos because I'm not a smiler. But I do think that, you know, I'm extremely nerdy and people can recognize that, yeah, I really nerd out on this stuff. And that passion is contagious. It makes people who watch the videos more inclined to become passionate about that topic themselves, more inclined to take action, and also more inclined to subscribe to your channel.
Yeah. And it also gives them that connection. Like if they have that passion that is shared with you, they feel like there's somebody else out there like them. That's one of the huge things about YouTube communities is that there is something there for everyone. And there are people that are willing to nerd out about videos just like you.
Right. And so that brings us back to that first question, or I think it was the second question about search volume. If there's a very small amount of search traffic around a topic area, then when you are just 100% yourself, only some subset of those searchers are really going to resonate with you as an expert. They're going to resonate with your personality, with your take on the issue. And so you're really only capturing a fraction of that search volume. So that's one of the reasons why you look at the overall search volume around keywords in your space, in your industry, in the topic area that you're planning to make videos around, and recognize that if you are vanilla, you're not going to sell to anyone. But that if you're authentic and yourself and you're passionate and you're entertaining, you're going to capture some subset of those people. So that's one of the reasons why volume is so important, but it's also one of the reasons why, you know, passion and delivery and actually enjoying the process of making video can really be an important factor in your video success. So Amanda, what if, and I know we see this all the time, you just want to use YouTube as a place to store your videos?
Well, YouTube is free to everyone. There's an unlimited amount of uploads, and you definitely can use it to do that, to store your videos, to link your videos to your website, or you can use it to embed the video code on your website. Share it on social media. But if you're not abiding by the conventions of YouTube, right, you're not going to see the volume of engagement that you were hoping for. If you just, you know, upload a video, let it sit there, no one's going to care, especially if it's promotional or if it's an ad of some kind or something very specific to your own business.
Right. Like, so an example, and this is one of the more common things that I see when I'm looking at new clients and their YouTube channels, is they'll have like a bunch of product videos on their YouTube channel and they're wondering why they're not getting any views. And the reason is they think that YouTube is an awareness engine for their product. But the reality is YouTube is an awareness engine for topics people are searching. And they're probably not searching your product unless there's already good awareness about it, right? If you're running TV ads, so an example here would be, Geico. Geico runs a lot of TV ads. People know who Geico is. They can go to Geico's YouTube channel because they want to share the hump day video because it's Wednesday. So let's share the hump day video. And so it's there and it's ready for them. It's easy to find, but they knew what they were looking for when they went to that brand channel. They knew that they were going to be looking for a specific ad that they were already aware of. A lot of brands don't have that massive budget for advertising and reaching people across the web. So they put these videos up on their channel and then they do one of two things. Either they title the video correctly, with their product name. So for example, product overview video. Problem with that is that the only views that that video is going to get are going to come from your sharing it, putting it on your website, or if people are actually going into YouTube search and typing in your product name. The second thing that we see is people trying to force a keyword that they want their product to rank for, but then the product isn't actually relevant to that search query. So then it doesn't perform at all, and they wonder why, and it's because it's not relevant. And YouTube's smarter than that.
Yeah, a lot of search ranking factors depend on how long viewers are going to stick around for your video. So if you're trying to rank for something that is totally irrelevant, people are going to click away, and that's going to devastate your video.
Its ability to rank.
Exactly. Yeah.
I mean, if people aren't sticking around to watch your video, they're not staying on YouTube after watching your video, ultimately you're not going to be ranking for the keywords that people clicked on.
Yeah. So that being the case, if you're thinking of looking for a place to host your videos, we don't necessarily recommend YouTube unless you're going to be using it as a channel. You know, typically we would recommend something like Wistia, other players like Vidyard, something along that line, because it's going to give you a lot more information than YouTube can give you. And it's also, unfortunately, they're not free unless you do the very basic plan, but they will give you a lot more metrics, and they'll show you a lot more about viewer engagement.
Right, like a specific person who's in your database, like in your Salesforce account or your HubSpot or Marketo, if a specific person who's on your email list watches a video on Wistia or Vidyard, then that video view is recorded and sent back to your database. So now your sales team can see which videos your prospects have watched, how long they watched them, if they rewatched them. And basically, that helps you build context, you know, where to follow up. You know, you have a set sales process, you're using videos in order to automate part of that sales process, but people sometimes skip a video, or maybe they watch a video multiple times and it might indicate some confusion or a particular level of interest based on the topic and your interpretation of events. So then your salesperson could go and say, hey, I saw that you watched this video a couple times. Do you have any questions? Or if they see that someone missed a particular video that's really essential for establishing demand for your product, then you can make sure that you reach out manually, resend that video, and build up the value of why that video is really important for whatever their goals are.
And if you're using Wistia, you're not dealing with competitors or related videos or ads. You just get your video and the player, and that's about it.
Right. And one of the other things that a lot of people don't realize here with, you know, YouTube versus your own, you know, like self-hosted videos or videos on like Wistia or Vidyard, is that the value goes back to your website, the page that you place that video on. Whereas YouTube, when you embed a YouTube video on your website, it uses what's called an iframe code. And that basically tells search engines that the video actually belongs to YouTube, not to your website. So if you want to take advantage of, you know, all of the power of using video on your website as a ranking signal, as a way to get things like those video thumbnails and stuff like that, although we don't see that as often as we used to, but if you're going to optimize your web page and you want that web page to appear in, say, the video search results tab of Google, then, you know, you definitely want to make sure you're using something like Wistia. Otherwise, you're directing people to YouTube and not back to your website. To decide if YouTube is a good option for your business, first you have to have, you know, a topic area that makes sense for your business as well as for your customers, your target customers. It also needs to have significant enough search volume, recognizing that you have to use search and related videos in the very beginning in order to start building that YouTube channel. And then also, you just really need to be willing to invest your time, your passion, your energy into using YouTube consistently. Does that pretty much cover it?
Yeah, that's right. YouTube is a big time investment. And even if you're doing it DIY in-house, it's still a money investment. So if your business doesn't quite align with YouTube, there are better ways to invest in video.
Boom. Thanks so much for joining us today, Amanda.
Happy to be here.
All right. So if you want to get the show notes, check out some of those YouTube channels we mentioned, and get the link to Wirebuzz's YouTube channel, you can find all of that in our show notes at wirebuzz.com/49. Again, that's wirebuzz.com/49. Also, be sure to check out our YouTube channel. We're cranking out between 3 to 5 new videos each week. Our number one goal, as always, is to help you find success with video. So thank you so much for joining me for Video Marketing Mastery.